Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. Calling from my show, A Good Life, Holy Quran Hour, and Sister Claire Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. It's called A Good Life. The Good Life, Holy Quran, and Sister Claire Muhammad Hour. Alhamdulillah. We forever thank Allah. Alhamdulillah. To give him all of our praise and all of our thanks. Alhamdulillah. We say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin. Iyaka nabudu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal al-mustaqim. Siratal ladheena an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. We read 1/30 of the Holy Quran each day. Right now, we are at Surah 5, the 5/30. Now I'll begin reading. Alhamdulillah. Hopefully somebody else will come in and help us to read this 1/30. Prohibited to you from marriage are your mothers, daughters, sisters, father's sisters, mother's sisters, brothers, daughters, sisters, daughters, foster mothers who gave you such foster sisters, your wives, mothers, your stepdaughters under your guardianship, born of your wives, to whom you have gone in. No prohibition if you have not gone in, those who have been wives of your sons proceeding from your loins, the two sisters in wedlock at one and the same time, except for what is past, for Allah is all forgiving and most merciful. I'm right at the fifth juice. I'm on page 192. Also prohibited are women already married except those whom your right hands possess. Thus hath Allah ordained prohibitions against you. Except for these, all others are lawful, provided you seek them in marriage with gifts from your property, desiring chastity, not lust, seeing that ye derive benefit from them. Give them their dowries at least, as prescribed. But if after a dowry is prescribed, you agree mutually to vary it, there's no blame on you, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Any of you have not the means wherewith to wed free believing women, they may wed believing girls from among those whom your right hand possess, and Allah hath full knowledge about your faith. Ye are one from another, wed them with the leave of their owners, and give them their dowers according to what is reasonable. They should be chaste, not lustful, nor taking paramours. When they are taken, they will laugh. If they fall into shame, their punishment is half that for free women. This permission is for those who among you who fear sin. But it's better for you that you practice self-restraint, and Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. Alhamdulillah. Allah does wish to make clear to you, show you the ordinances of those before you, and he does wish to turn to you in mercy, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Allah does wish to turn to you, but the wish of those who follow their lusts is that ye should turn away from him far, far away. Alhamdulillah. Allah does wish to lighten your difficulty, for man was created weak in flesh. O ye believe, eat not up your poverty among yourselves in vanity, but let there be amongst you traffic and trade by mutual goodwill, nor kill or destroy yourselves. For verily Allah hath been to you most merciful. Alhamdulillah. Will I read that again? O ye believe, eat not up your property among yourselves and vanities, but let there be amongst you traffic and trade by mutual goodwill, nor kill or destroy yourselves. For verily Allah hath been to you most merciful. If any do that in rancor and injustice, soon shall we cast them into the fire, and easy it is for Allah. Alhamdulillah. If ye but excuse the most highness of the things that ye are forbidden to do, we shall remit out of you your evil minor deeds and admit you to a gate of great honor. And in no wise covet those things with which Allah has bestowed his gifts more freely on some of you than on others. To men he allotted what they earn, and to women what they earn. But ask Allah of his bounty, for Allah has full knowledge of all things. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. To benefit everyone, we have appointed sharers and heirs to property left by parents and relatives, to those also to whom your right hand was pledged. Hear their due portion, for truly Allah is witness to all things. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. I'm trying to open you up here. All right, bro. Hey, assalamu alaikum. Brother Rashad, take your phone off of mute. Take your phone off of mute.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right. I'm right here. Assalamu alaikum, my good brother.
Yes, sir. Well, alaikum assalam.
I'm on page 195, section 6, number 34.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's Surah 4, Ayah 34.
Yes, sir.
All right. This is the name you're telling me. This is what I mean. Men are the protectors and maintainers of women, because Allah has given the one more swift than the other, and because they support them from their means. Therefore, the righteous women are devoutly obedient and guard in the husband's absence, will Allah would have them guard. As to those women on whose part you fear disloyalty and ill conduct, admonish them first, next refuse to share their beds, and last beat them lightly. But if they return to obedience, seek not against them means of annoyance, for Allah is most high, great above you all. If you fear a breach between them twain, appoint two arbiters, one from his family and the other from hers, if they seek to set things aright. Allah will cause their reconciliation, for Allah has full knowledge and is acquainted with all things. Serve Allah and join not any partners with him, and do good to parents, kinsfolks, orphans, those in need, neighbors who are of kin, neighbors who are strangers, the companion by your side, the wayfarer you meet, and what your right hands possess. For Allah loveth not the arrogant, the vainglorious. Now, those who are niggardly enjoin niggardliness on others, hide the bounds which Allah has bestowed on them. For we have prepared for those who resist faith a punishment that steeps them in contempt. Now, those who spend of their sustenance to be seen of men, and have no faith in Allah in the last day, if any take the shaitan for their intimate, what a dreadful intimate is he. And what burden were it on them if they had faith in Allah in the last day, and they spent out of what Allah had given them for getting them for sustenance, for Allah has full knowledge of them. Allah is never unjust in the least degree. If there be any good done, he doubleth it, and giveth from his own self a great reward. having an employee drop from
where are you now? Where are you now?
41. I got 41.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
How then if we brought from each people a witness, and we brought thee as a witness against thee, against these people? On that day, those who reject faith and disobey the messenger will wish that the earth were made one with them, but never will they hide a single fact from Allah. Oh, ye who believe.
I got it here,
yeah.
Brother. Okay, section 7. Number 43, O ye who believe, approach not prayer with the mind befogged until ye can understand all that ye say, O black mission, nor in a state of ceremonial impurity except when traveling on the road, until after washing your whole body if you are ill or on a journey, or one of you cometh from offices of nature, or ye have been in contact with women that ye find. If you find no water, then take for yourselves clean sand or earth and rub therewith your faces and hands. For Allah doth blot out sins, forgive again and again. Hast thou not turned thy vision to those who were given a portion of the book? They traffic in error and wish that ye should lose the right path. For Allah hath full knowledge of your enemies, and Allah is enough for a protector. Allah is enough for a helper. Of the Jews, there are those who displace words from their right places and say, we hear and we disobey. And hear, may you not hear. And Raina with the twist tongue and the slander to faith. If only they had said, we hear and we obey and do hear and do look at us, it would have been better for them and more proper. But Allah has cursed them for their unbelief, and but few of them will believe. O ye of the book, O ye people of the book, excuse me, believe in what we have now revealed, confirming what was already with you, before we change the face and fame of some of you beyond all recognition, and turn them hindwards, or curse them as we curse this. The Sabbath breakers, for the decision of Allah must be carried out. Allah forgiveth not that pardon should be set up with him, but he forgiveth anything else to whom he pleases. To set up pardons with Allah is to devise the sin most heinous indeed. As I not turn thy vision to those who claim sanctity for themselves, nay, but Allah does sanctify whom he pleases, but never will they fail to receive justice in the least little thing. Behold how they invent a lie against Allah, but that by itself is a manifest sin. I'm at number 51.
Have I not turned thy thought to those who are given a portion of the book? They believe in falsely and talk and say to the unbelievers that they are better guided in the right way than the believers. There are men whom Allah has cursed, and those whom Allah has cursed, that will find no one to help. Have they a share in the dominion and power? Behold, they give not a far thing to their fellow men. Or do they envy mankind for what Allah has given them of his bounty? But we have already given the people of Abraham the book and wisdom, and conferred upon them a great kingdom. Some of them believed, and some of them averted their faces from them, and enough with hell for a burning fire. Those who reject our signs will soon cast into the fire. As often as their skins are roasted through, we shall change them for fresh skins, that they may taste the chastisement, for Allah is exalted and power wise. But those who believe in the deeds of righteousness, we shall shew them their two gardens with river flowing beneath their eternal home. Then shall they have spouses purified. We shall admit them to shades cool and ever deepening. A lot of people command you to render back your trust to those to whom they are due. And when you judge between people, that you judge with justice. Really, how excellent is the teaching which he giveth you. And Allah is he who heareth and knoweth all things. O ye who believe, obey Allah and obey the messenger and those charged with authority among you. If you differ in anything among yourselves, refer to Allah and his messenger. If you do believe in Allah and the last day, that is best and most suitable for final determination.
Alhamdulillah. Allah Akbar. Hast thou not turned thy vision to those who declare that they believe in the revelation that have come to thee and to those before thee? Their real wish is to resort together for punishment, for judgment in their disputes to the evil one, though they were ordered to reject him. But Satan's wish is to lead them astray far away from the right. And it said to them, come to what Allah hath revealed unto the messenger. Thou seest the hypocrites avert their faces from thee in disgust. Alhamdulillah. How then, when they are seized by misfortune because of the deeds which their hands have sent forth, when they come to thee swearing by Allah, we meant no more than goodwill and conciliation. Those men, Allah knows what is in their hearts, so keep clear of them, but admonish them and speak to them a word to reach their very soul. We sent not a messenger, but to be obeyed in accordance with the will of Allah. If they had only, when they were unjust to themselves, come unto thee and ask Allah's forgiveness, and the messenger had asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah indeed oft returning most merciful. But no, by the Lord, they can have no real faith until they make thee judge in all disputes between them and find in their souls no resistance against thy decision, but accept them with the fullest conviction. If we had ordered them to sacrifice their lives and to leave their homes, very few of them would have done it. But if they had done what they were actually told, it would have been best for them and would have gone farthest to strengthen their faith. And we should then have given them from our presence a great reward, and we should have shown them the straight way. All who obey Allah and the messenger are in the company of those on whom the grace of Allah, of the prophets who teach the sincere lovers of truth, the witnesses testify, and the righteous who do good. Oh, what a beautiful fellowship. Such is the bounty from Allah, and sufficient is it that Allah knoweth all. Number 71.
Oh, you believe, take your precautions, and either go forth in parties that go forth altogether. There are certainly among you men who would tarry behind. If a misfortune befalls you, they say, Allah did favor us and that we were not present among them. But if good fortune comes to you from Allah, they would be sure to say, as if there had never been any, never been ties of affection between you and them, oh, I wish I had been with him. A fine thing should I have made of it. Let those fight in the cause of Allah who sell the life of this world for the hereafter. To him who fighteth in the cause of Allah, whether he is slain or gets victory, soon shall we give him a reward of great value. And why should we not fight in the cause of Allah and of those who, being weak, are ill-treated and oppressed? Men, women, and children whose cry is, Allah, rescue us from this town whose people are oppressors, and raise for us from thee one who will protect, and raise for us from thee one who will help. Those who believe fight in the cause of Allah, and those who reject faith fight in the cause of the of evil, the Tawhut. So fight ye against the friends of Shaitan. Feeble indeed is the cunning of Shaitan.
Allahu Akbar. Alak 77, hast thou not turned thy vision to those who were told to hold back their hands from fight, but establish regular prayers and spend in regular charity? When at length the order for fighting was issued to them, behold, a section of them feared men or even more than they should have feared Allah. They said, Our Lord, why hast thou ordered us to fight? Wouldst thou not grant us respite to our natural terms? Near enough, say, short is the joy of this world, but the hereafter is best for those who do right. Never will you be dealt with injustice in the very least. Wherever you are, death will find you out, even if you are in towers built up strong and high. If some good befalls them, they say, this is from Allah. But if evil, they say, this is from thee, O Prophet. Say, all things are from Allah. But what hath come to these people that they fail to understand a single fact? Whatever good or man happens to be is from Allah. But whatever evil happens to be is from thy own soul. And we have sent thee as a messenger to instruct mankind that nothing is Allah for him. He who obeys the messenger obeys Allah. But if any turn away, we have not sent thee to watch over their evil deeds. They have obedience on their lips, but when they leave thee, a section of them meditate all night on things very different from what thou tellest them. But Allah records their nightly plots, so keep clear of them. Put thy trust in Allah, and enough is Allah as a disposal of affairs. Do they not consider the Quran with care? Had it been from other than Allah, they would surely have found therein much discrepancy. When there comes to them some matter touching public safety or fear, they divulge it. If they had only referred it to the messenger, or to those charged with authority among them, the proper investigators would have tested it from them direct. Were it not for the grace and mercy of Allah unto you, all but a few of you would have followed Satan. In fighting Allah's cause, thou art held responsible only for thyself. Then fight in Allah's cause, thou art held responsible only for thyself. And rouse the believers, it may be that Allah will restrain the fury of the unbelievers. For Allah is the strongest in might and in punishment. Whoever recommends and helps a good cause becomes a partner therein. Whoever recommends and helps an evil cause shares in its burden. And Allah has power over all things. When a courteous greeting is offered you, meet it with a greeting still more courteous, or at least of equal courtesy. Allah takes careful account of all things. Allah, there is no God but He. Of a surety, He will gather you together against the day of judgment, about which there is no doubt. And whose word can be truer than Allah? Alhamdulillah. Number 88.
Why should ye be divided into two parties among the hypocrites, about the hypocrites? Allah has cast them off for their evil deeds. Will ye guide those whom Allah hath thrown out of the way? For those whom Allah hath thrown out of the way, never will thou find a way. They but wish that ye should reject faith as they do, and thus be on the same footing as they. So take not for friends from their ranks until they flee in the way of Allah from what is forbidden. But if they turn renegade, seize them and slay them wherever you find them. And in any case, take no friends or helpers from their ranks, except those who join a group between whom and you there is a treaty of peace, or those who approach you with friends restraining them, with hearts restraining them from fighting you, or lightening their own people, or fighting their own people. If Allah had pleased, He could have given them power over you, and they would have fought you. Therefore, if they withdraw from you, but fight you not, and instead send you guarantees of peace, that Allah has opened no way for you to war against him. Unless you find that which to be secure from you, as well as that of their people. Every time they are sent back to temptation, they succumb thereto. If they withdraw not from you, nor give you guarantees of peace, besides restraining their hands, seize them and slay them wherever you get them. In any case, we have provided you with a clear argument against them. Never should a believer kill a believer.
Never should a believer kill a believer, but by mistake. If one so kills a believer, it is a day that he should free a believing slave and pay compensation to the deceased's family, unless they remit it freely. If the deceased belonged to a people at war with you, and he was a believer, the freeing of a believing slave is enough. If he belongs to a people with whom you have a treaty of mutual alliance, compensation should be paid to his family, and a believing slave be freed. For those who find this beyond their means, is prescribed a fast for 2 months running by way of repentance to Allah. For Allah hath all knowledge and all wisdom. Man kills a believer intentionally, his recompense is hell to abide therein forever, and the wrath and the curse of Allah upon him, and a dreadful penalty is prepared for him. O ye believe, when you go abroad in the cause of Allah, investigate carefully, and say not to anyone who offers you a salutation, thou art none of a believer, coveting the perishable goods of this life. With Allah, profits and spoils abundant. Even thus were ye yourselves before, till Allah conferred on you his favors. Therefore, carefully investigate, for Allah is well aware of all that ye do. Man 95. But not equal are those believers who sit at home and receive no hurt, and those who strive and fight in the cause of Allah with their goods and their persons. Allah has granted a great higher to those who strive and fight with their goods and persons than to those who sit at home unto all in faith. Allah has promised good, but those who strive and fight has he distinguished above those who sit at home by a special reward, ranks specially bestowed by him in forgiveness and mercy, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. I'm at 97, brother.
When angels take the souls of those who die in sin against their souls, they say, "In what plight were ye?" They reply, "Weak and oppressed were we in the earth." They say, "Was not the earth of Allah spacious enough for you to move yourselves away from evil?" Such men will find their abode in hell. What an evil refuge. Except those who are really weak and oppressed, men, women, and children, who have no means in their power, nor can they find a way of escape. For these, there is hope that Allah will forgive, and Allah does blot out sins and forgive again and again. He who forsakes his home in the cause of Allah finds in the earth many a refuge and abundance. Should he die as a refugee from Allah, should he die as a refuge from home for Allah and his messenger, his reward becomes due and sure with Allah, and Allah is all forgiving, most merciful.
101. When you travel through the earth, there is no blame on you if you shorten your prayers, for fear the unbelievers may attack you. For the unbelievers are unto you open enemies. When thou, O messenger, art with them and standest to lead them in prayer, let one party of them stand up in prayer with thee, taking their arms with them. When they finish their prostrations, let them take their position in the rear, and let the other party come up which has not yet prayed, and let them pray with thee, taking all precautions and bearing arms. The unbelievers wish if you were negligent of your arms and your baggage to assault you in a single rush, but there is no blame on you if you put away your arms because of the inconvenience of rain or because you're young. But take every precaution for yourselves, for the unbelievers Allah has prepared humiliating punishment. When you pass congregations of prayer, celebrate Allah's praises, standing, sitting down, and lying down on your side. When you are free from danger, set up regular prayers, for such prayers are enjoined on believers at stated times. Slacken not in following up the enemy. If you are suffering hardships, they are suffering similar hardships. But ye have hope from Allah, while they have none, and Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom. 105.
We are sent down to thee, the book in truth, that thou mightest judge between people by that which Allah has shown thee. So be not an advocate for those who betrayed their soul, their trust. But seek the forgiveness of Allah, and Allah is often given most merciful. Consider not on behalf of such as betrayed their own souls, for Allah knows not wrong given to perfidy and crime and sin. They seek to hide themselves from the people, but they cannot hide from Allah, for He is with them when they plot by night in words that He cannot approve. And Allah doeth compass round all that they do. These are the solemn men on whose behalf you may contend in this world. But who will contend with Allah on their behalf on the day of judgment? Or who will carry their affairs through? If anyone of people wrongs his own soul, but afterwards seek Allah's forgiveness, he will find Allah forgiving, most merciful. And if anyone is in sin, he earns it against his own soul, for Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom. But if anyone earns a fault or a sin and then throws it to one that is innocent, he carries on himself both a false charge and a flagrant sin.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, brother. Let me see. 113. But for the grace of Allah to thee and his mercy, a party of them would certainly have plotted to lead thee astray. But in fact, they only lead their own souls astray. And to thee, they can do no harm in the least. For Allah has sent down to thee the book of wisdom, taught thee what thou knowest not before. And great is the grace of Allah to thee. In most of their secret talk, there is no good. But if one exhorts to a deed of charity or justice or conciliation between men, secrecy is permissible. To him who does this, seeking the good pleasure of Allah, we shall soon give a reward of the highest value. If anyone contends with the messenger, even after guidance has been plainly conveyed to him, and follows a path other than that becoming to men of faith, we shall leave him in the path he has chosen and land him in hell. But an evil refuge. 116.
Allah forgiveth not the sin of joining other gods with him, but he forgiveth whom he pleases other sins than this. One who joins other gods with Allah, he has strayed far away from the path. The pagans, leaving him, but call upon female deities. They but call upon Shaitan, the persistent rebel. Allah did curse him, but he said, I will take of thy servants a portion marked off. I will mislead them, and I will create in them false desires. I will allow them to set the ears of cattle and to deface the fair nature created by Allah. Whoever forsakes Allah, take Satan for a friend, has of a surety suffered a loss that is manifest. Satan makes him promises and creates in them false hopes, but Satan promises are nothing but deception. They, the dupes, will have their dwelling in hell, and from it they will find no way of escape. But those who believe in the deeds of righteousness will he assume amid two gardens with rivers flowing underneath to dwell therein forever. God's promises are true, and whose words can be truer than a lie's. Not your desires, nor those of the people of the book, can prevail. Whoever works evil will be acquitted accordingly. Nor would you find, besides Allah, any partner or helper. If any do deeds of righteousness, be they male or female, and have faith, they are in the heaven, and not the least injustice will be done to them. Who can be better in religion than one who submits his whole self to Allah, does good, and follows the faith of Abraham, the true in faith? For Allah did take Abraham for a friend. But to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and he it is that encompasses all things.
Alhamdulillah. I'm at section 19, 127. They ask thy instruction concerning the women. Say, Allah doth instruct you about them. And remember what hath been rehearsed unto you in the book concerning the orphans of women, to whom ye give not the portions prescribed, and yet whom ye desire to marry. As also, let me read that again. They ask thy instructions concerning the women. Say, Allah doth instruct you about them, and remember what hath been rehearsed unto you in the book concerning the orphans of women, to whom ye give not the portions prescribed, and yet whom ye desire to marry, as also concerning the children who are weak and oppressed. But ye stand firm for justice to orphans. There is not a good deed which ye do, but Allah is well acquainted therewith. If a wife fears cruelty or desertion on her husband's part, there is no blame on them if they arrange an amicable settlement between themselves. And such settlement is best, even though men's souls are swayed by greed. And if ye do good and practice self-restraint, Allah is well acquainted with all that ye do. Ye are never able to be fair and just as between women, even if it is your ardent desire. But turn not away from woman altogether, so as to leave her, as it were, hanging in the air. If ye mend your ways and practice self-restraint, Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. But if they disagree and must part, Allah will provide abundance for all from his all-reaching bounty. For Allah is he that careth for all and is wise. To Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth. Verily, we have directed the people of the book before you, and you, O Muslims, to fear Allah. But if ye deny him, lo, unto Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And Allah is free of all wants, worthy of all praise. Yea, unto Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And enough is Allah to carry through all affairs. If it were his will, he could destroy you, O mankind, and create another race. For he hath power of this to do. If anyone desires reward in this life, then Allah's gift is reward both of this life and the hereafter. For Allah is he that heareth and seeth all things. 135.
O ye who believe, set our things for justice as witnesses to Allah, even up against yourselves, or your parents, or your kin, and whether it be against rich or poor, for Allah can best protect both. Fear not the lust of your hearts, lest ye swear. And if ye disturb justice or decline to do justice, where Allah is well acquainted with all that ye do. O ye who believe in Allah and his messenger, and the scripture which he hath sent to his messenger, and the scriptures which he hath sent to those before him. Any who denieth Allah and his angels, his books, his messengers, and that their judgments have gone far, far astray. Those who believe, then reject faith, then believe again, and again reject faith, and their own increasing unbelief, Allah will not forgive them, nor guide them on the way. To the hypocrites give the good tidings, but there is for them a grievous chastisement. Those who take for friends unbelievers rather than believers, is it only they seek among them? Nay, our honor is with Allah. Already has he sent you in the book that which ye hear, the messenger of Allah held, and already has he sent you in the book that when ye hear the message of Allah held in defiance and ridicule, you must not sit with them unless they turn to a different theme. If ye did, you would be like them, for Allah will collect the hypocrites and those who deny faith are in hell. They are those who wait and watch about you. If ye do gain a victory from Allah, they say, were we not with you? But if the unbelievers gain a success, they say to them, did we not gain an advantage over you? And did we not guard you from the believers? But Allah will judge between you on the day of judgment. And never will Allah guide gain to the unbelievers a way to triumph over the believers.
The hypocrites, they think that they are overreaching Allah, but he will overreach them. When they stand up to prayer, they stand without earnestness to be seen of men, but little do they hold Allah in remembrance. They are distracted in mind, even in the midst of it, being sincerely for neither one group nor another. Whom Allah leads straying, never without find for him the way. For ye believe, take not for allies unbelievers rather than believers. Do you wish to offer Allah an open proof against yourself? The hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the fire, no helper without find for them, except for those who repent, amend their life, hold fast to Allah, and purify their religion as in Allah's sight. If so, they will be numbered with their believers, and soon will Allah grant to the believers a reward of immense value. What can Allah gain by your punishment? If you are grateful and ye believe, nay, it is Allah that recognizes all good and knoweth all things. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. We have completed that.
Yeah.
So I'm late. I got to get over to the juvenile hall, so I'm going to sign off. So can you make the prayer? I'm going to sign off.
All right. Who's the brother who needs to tell me, Rajin? Just be like that, man, on him. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi al-Alamin. Like, man, on him, Maliki al-Madin. Here came a good way, here came a sa'in. Here came a salat al-Mustakim. Salat al-Azina, and I'm to Alayhim. Lo, Madubi Alayhim, what a dolin. Amen.
I mean, assalamu alaikum, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, alaikum as well. Thank you.